All my music is gone. Hey, Bam Bam. This is really weird. All of my music is gone that was in Podbean. Interesting. Something happened and I had to change my password, but now all of the music that I downloaded that are just like openings and closings and stuff, it's all gone. It's weird. It's just gone. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's the submissive kitty here for you all. But it's strange. I have no reason why. I don't know why my music's gone, but it's gone. Hi, Ansie. Now I gotta figure that out. Not the music, like the music segment, not that music. It's like the opening, you know, where it goes 3, 2, 1, all that one. Yeah, it's just gone. Interesting. So, dang it. If I would have known that, I would have tried to find it before the show started. Oh well. I hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, let's see. Sounds weird not having any music playing in the background. All right, today is March 18th. I am your host, Dina Joe, coming to you live from the DJ Pebbles studio located in the Mile High City, colorful Colorado. Welcome to the program. So grateful to have you with us today. If you're listening to this later on the download, thank you so much. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you for your continued love, likes, shares, downloads. Appreciate you all so much. So let's do a little bit of hi, BP. How are you? Let's do a little bit of weather. It's starting to finally warm up here, and I think what Bam Bam is telling me, the cold weather has gotten to Canada. They've been having some nice weather, but now today in Denver, 31 and clear, sunny skies, and will be a high of 50. No, this is 55, but I heard on the radio they're saying 65, so we'll see. I'll take 65. And for my family out there in Welland, Ontario, currently 30, partly sunny, feels like 16, light rain, snow are expected in your area, a high of 37. Let's see, and for BP, you're getting snow. It says 30 and cloudy, light snow showers will pass through your day today, pass through all day today, a high of 34. And then for my beautiful friends in Tucson, one in Tucson, one in Phoenix. Tucson first, 41 and clear, mostly sunny skies, a high of 71. Ooh, that's perfect weather too. Phoenix, 47 and clear, mostly sunny skies, a high of 74. I'll take both of those. And then for Mr. Yancey, who's in the house today, in Coffeyville, Kansas, 28 and sunny, expect sunny skies, a high of 46. So. Excuse me for that. You can join us this Thursday. Bam Bam and I will be back with connecting through movies and their soundtracks. We're going to do the second half of the Lemmy documentary that we played the first half to. And he's got an awesome list that he put together for me of music that we'll be playing and going over on Friday. So we'll do that. So you know how I like to start the day with the word of the day, quote of the day, or kind of like a phrase of the day. It's kind of funny that I did this one last week. I did this on Friday after the show, being knocked down. We all know what that means. Do you bounce back in your emotions or give up when you're being knocked down? Okay. I want to make sure that what I want to play is on here. Where did it go? Oh, you know what? I'll play while I'm bringing, I'll read this and then I have something funny that BP sent me. Well, it's kind of a mix. I was looking for it on YouTube and it's a little extra mix from what he sent me yesterday, but it's pretty funny. You guys will laugh. Okay, perfect. It's on there. If you struggle at times with coping with life's blows, know you are not alone. We all have challenges, times in our lives, from financial struggles, professional setbacks, health concerns, relationship problems, which we all share the power to destabilize our lives if we let them. When bad things happen, it is only natural to feel down. You may even fall into a trap of assuming that things will never get better. Please don't think that. That will just help you dig the pit of despair even deeper. It is that mindset that will get you stuck in one place. legendary boxing coach Cus DeMonto once said, "Landing flat on your back on life's canvas doesn't spell the end of the match. It just a call to rise again, repossession your gloves, and swing back with all you've got." Hi, Annie J. How are you? So, now let's see. I want to play this. I don't think I like that one. I'm going to play this one. It's coming on. And I want to thank everybody we'll talk about it in a minute.
The price of progress is pain.
2024 is not going to be any different than 2023. If you're no different in 2024 than you were in 2023, things do not get better because of a new year. They get better because of a new you. You don't just change a calendar page. You don't just change a date. You have to change you. The date doesn't mean nothing. You can be as bad today as you were yesterday. You can be as unhappy today as you were yesterday, regardless of what the date on the calendar is. Determine what it is needs to be changed. Determine what it is you're going to replace that with.
If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns and do them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, a habit of emotion. It's a pattern. And you can change any pattern when you stop thinking there's something wrong with you.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard,
I think this might have been one I played last week. This was the wrong one. I pushed the wrong button, but it's good anyway.
Oh, man,
welcome, JKCAKMYH.
You have these tools. You were training for this stuff, man. You have the advantage of everybody else. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go.
Embrace the labels they put on you. People might call you obsessed. Let them.
First, or they might call you a submissive kitty.
Then they'll ask you how. It's only crazy until it's not.
Meow.
Your progress will be a direct reflection of your hard work. Stay true to your beliefs.
Hi, crazy lady.
Priority, and just keep going.
You know for a fact in your mind, yeah, I should probably be doing it, and then you go do it. You just cheat yourself. If you've got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? You got to realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every fucking day.
Never going to be able to understand how your mind works if you don't spend any time in it. If you want to make long-term change, you have to learn how your mind tries to stop you from doing it. Your mind doesn't
want you to change.
It wants you to stay where you're at. It wants you to stay comfortable. So when you get uncomfortable, it starts telling you lies. It says, this is dangerous. You're tired. You're injured. Something's wrong. But the problem is you never get to know that it's bullshit. Because the minute you get uncomfortable, you start hearing that voice and you start listening to it. And you run away from it. You have to live with it. That resistance. You have to get comfortable in that resistance. That moment right there is the only moment where you can learn how to master your mind. Because if you want to master it, you have to understand it. And you can't understand it if you don't put it to the test.
Don't sink the ship right now. Just keep your head above water. Maintain and just try and hold on. And hopefully give yourself a chance to notice the magic, the mystical.
Self-doubt grows when you engage in negative talk to talk yourself out of the things you want to be trying. There is so much pain in talking yourself out of trying things. And it just makes me so sad and frustrated to see so many of you that are listening, really feeling this desire to try something and putting all your energy into talking yourself out of it.
Oh, I bet he smells better.
I want to remind you that where you are in life right now is not.
Yeah, this is definitely one that played last week, but it's still good.
Who you were has created the life that you're living right now, but who you are is a different version of yourself. You have felt pain. You have learned lessons, hopefully. You have gone through things that that previous self didn't know or hadn't experienced. And now you are equipped with a different perspective, with different skills, and a better understanding of what decisions need to be made to change the outcome that you are currently living in.
Sometimes you have to get away from certain people and things to actually start believing in you, to actually start knowing who you are, to get clear on your visions, clear on your dreams and your goals in life, you know? And sometimes that takes isolation, you know, but so often we strip ourselves from the gifts of that isolation because we're so focused on how lonely we are. We're so focused on how we don't have anybody to relate to. We're so focused on how we just feel like nobody's there for us. What if that time you can be using to get clear on who you are, to get clear on the things that you want to do, to get clear on your goals, you know, to start believing in yourself, to start having a real relationship with yourself.
That's true. And then you kind of see that there really are people out there.
I need to follow. That means freedom. No, for us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step.
Aw, thank you, Hanny J. You're the sweetest. I appreciate that. That means a lot. So life's going to knock you down. It's going to be painful and even seems never ending at times, but it is our capacity to rise again and stare whatever demon you are faced with and say, is that all you got, son of a bitch? Yes, I just cussed. That's what shapes your journey. You've got this. I believe in you. And like I said, I wrote that Friday. I didn't expect what happened to happen this weekend. But all I have to say is that my phone was blowing up with people that truly were watching out for me, and I appreciate that so much. I just got a message from Humble Dog, who I haven't seen in forever, and he reported them, Hanny, Yancey, Beans and Weenies, Mike, Chris, Bella, Bam Bam, all of you guys who were able to make screenshots. It wasn't just me. And then I heard that Jim was able to capture the IP address or something and send it in. So hopefully they're supposedly they're blocked. So hopefully that was the end of it and they can figure out who it was. I hope that it's true and that Jim did get their address, and because they had his picture, they did it to Bella. They did it to me. Why? I don't know why the heck they did it to me, but whatever. So hopefully that's the end of that. But thank you guys for all your support, knowing that my true character and that I would never, ever play music, whatever music they were playing, and do things like that. Anyway, that's all I want to say about that. I want to play this. Mr. BP sent this to me. They did it to Brett last night. Brett. I know who you're talking about. The Pulse, Brett. Okay. Whatever. Hopefully they found out. I sent them. I know a bunch of people sent messages. So if you see them and you're doing and you capture a screenshot and send something to Podbean, that's the best way for them to, you know, if people don't stop bugging Podbean about these jerks, then maybe something will happen. Anyway, now we're going to listen to this. This is what BP sent to me. Now, this is a little doctored BP because I was looking for the one you sent me on YouTube, and this is what came up. So give this a listen.
I like big butts, I cannot lie.
Hi, Rebecca.
Your brothers can't deny. character walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face. You get sprung, cause you notice that what was stuffed, you pull up tough.
And this is, they ruined it.
She's wearing. What you gotta do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love
junk off my homes.
What you gonna do
with all that ass inside them jeans?
Gonna make you scream.
Woo!
I got my heart.
Oh, J-K-C-A-K-M-H is, no, it's very close. There's a J-T-S-V-S-H-M-H. Welcome. So that's, can they ruin it? I thought, that's pretty funny. Thanks, VP. You made me laugh. And I sent that around and people were cracking up. And then Lewis, I don't know what you and him, sometimes you'll send me something and then all of a sudden he'll come in and he says, oh, you got to listen to Simon and Garfunkel's new song. And I'm like, my humps. And he's like, how did you know? I'm like, oh my gosh, this was the song they didn't release back in the day. I know, right? Too funny. All right, we're going to move on. So from that to the joke of the day. Well, this is kind of a little, a termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here? Ba-bum, bum. Got it? All right. And then the last one for you today is, what kind of cheese doesn't belong to you? Nacho cheese, nacho cheese. Yeah. All right. Those are your corny jokes of the day. All right. So Easter countdown, 12 days, 16 hours. Oh, just moved. 12 days, 15 hours, 56 minutes, and 45 seconds to go. If you celebrate Easter, there you go. I'm going to get into a countdown, a little list of the most dangerous songs that you should avoid listening to while you're driving after trending. But let's do this first. First of all, Walmart has recalled nuts sold in 30 states, I guess because it contains milk and coconut in them. They're honey roasted cashews, the Great Value brand. And let me see. Oh, okay. Here's the states. Yeah. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Missouri, North Carolina, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and West Virginia. So if you have a milk or coconut allergy and you have these nuts, you need to take them back. And the only other, Starbucks. I don't know. I don't like to support Starbucks, even though I like the pistachio cold cream brew they have. They do have a new coffee out, brown sugar cinnamon. I like to support local companies, like the Coffeeville Department. Well, no, not the Coffeeville Department of Memes. You can't drink them, but you should follow them on Facebook. The Coffeeville Coffee Company in Coffeeville, Kansas. They are really good. And they will deliver anywhere. And their packaging is just the way they package everything. It just seems like they love what they do. And then they support their local community with the product that they sell. So that's important. But I have to tell you, brown sugar cinnamon, Starbucks is out there if you want that. Also Dolly Parton, Ms. Dolly Parton. Yeah, it is really the way I've only had the Wayward Son coffee and it was really, really good. It's really delicious. Dolly Parton. Miss Dolly is all over the place. I guess she has a whole set of cast iron skillets that just came out, and they're kind of cool if you collect cast iron skillets, because one is in the shape of a guitar, and it's They're saying it's a mini, like a mini little pan. I guess you would buy a couple of them and maybe make guitar-shaped cornbread. I don't know. But they're small. There's little guitar ones, and then there's bigger ones. There's one that's really kind of cool. It's like a butterfly, and then it has a guitar in the middle that would be the butterfly's body, and it says Dolly in the guitar. That one's really cool. And then there's one that has her face on it, and it says something. But anyway, if you're into that kind of stuff. It's Lodge. I believe it's the Lodge Skillet Company. Lodge. Yes. L-O-D-G-E. So those are out there. Has anybody seen the pictures of the volcanoes that are erupting in Iceland? They're really kind of cool pictures to see the hot lava going into the ice and stuff. If you, I just thought Podbean went out on me again. If you have to Google it and see it, I guess it's the third time it's erupted in, I thought it said how many months, 3 months. Actually 4 times in the last 3 months it has erupted. So, and there's people standing out there like taping it and stuff. I don't know if I would be doing that. All right, one more before we get into the list of dangerous songs. Did I send you Dolly Parton and Pitbull song? Oh, yeah, you did. You did send me that song. I'll play that one too before I get into this list. This is about Eddie Van Halen's son. His name is Wolf or Wolfie, they would call him. I think this is kind of a cool little story. He has donated $100,000 to launch a special program to support public schools to acquire instruments for their music programs. And it's been a while. It's been a long time, but when they started cutting the music programs in schools. And I think that's a problem. I think that they do so, music does so much for people. You know, every single type of music you have an emotion with, and whenever you're going through something, at least for me. And I know, you know, I was talking to Bam Bam too, and he says like when he's going through stuff too, you know, music helps you. There's always some type of music you can play, you know, when you're going through something. And so I think that this is important to have in schools. And so I applaud you, little Wolfgang. I want to say Wolfgang Punk, but his name's Wolfie Van Halen, I guess. So it's the MHOF. It's working with Mr. Holland Opus Foundation, and that's where. And he has launched the adoption of a school campaign which connects qualifying schools across the nation in need of musical instruments with donors interested in supporting music education within a community of their choice. And I believe Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers does a bunch of stuff too, like that too. So that's pretty cool. All right. I got it. I'm so mad all my music's gone over here. All right. So there's a list of songs that they say are dangerous for us to listen to while we're driving. Oh, this one doesn't really explain them. There's a couple different lists. I was laughing at some of the songs. One of them, let me see if I can find the list. It says, what is the song? Move Over, Bitch. And I believe it's Ludacris. And I was like, when the title of the song, I didn't know what the song was until Lewis started singing it. And I was like, he goes, you don't know that song? And he's singing it. And I'm like, now I do. Now I know which one you're trying to sing right now. But it was funny. But yeah, that's one of them. I can't find that list. There was a couple different lists and they all had different. Here we are. 25 of the most dangerous songs to listen to. It's all songs that we would like to, you know, dance or clap your hands to or be singing out loud to that they're talking about. But so anyway, on my list, the first one that they had was this one, Johnny Cash, Get Rhythm. They're saying is a dangerous song to drive to.
Hey, get rhythm.
Why?
Come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, but that's on your toes. Get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues,
later she chimed, boy, he never gets low down.
Oh, it's not move over, bitch. It's move, bitch, I guess. What it's called. Oh, I'm sorry, BP. I forgot to play that song.
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind.
Well, so don't listen to that song by Johnny Cash when you're driving. I'm sorry, BP. I said I was going to play this song that you sent me. It's Pitbull and Dolly Parton, their duet, I guess you could say. Powerful Women.
With the one and only Dolly Parton.
Woo-hoo!
And this is dedicated to all the powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs, just to survive.
I would never think Johnny Cash would make you crash. With a what? I don't know that I can play the one that Bam Bam sent me. they might really x-ray me out if I play that song. I don't even know if there's a clean one of it, but it's funny. It's by Body Count, so you can only imagine what it is. All right, so back to the songs that you shouldn't listen to while you're driving. The next one that I have on the list is Ray Charles' Hit the Road, Jack. Now, they don't want you listening to this one either.
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more. All right, I will.
Hit the road, Jack.
It's only us three in here. I don't have to tell Mike to cover his ears.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you
I just saw the picture you sent me. I'm looking for this song. Oh my God. So that's Ray Charles at the Road Jack. Yes, it is an anti-racist song, but it's very explicit in other ways. So for some reason, I kind of think BP's probably heard it before. I don't know why, but when all this stuff started, this is what I got says. Hey, this song helped me get do 65 flights. Yeah, for 65 sets of stairs. Oh my God. I can't play anymore. That's about all I can play, Bam Bam. Sorry. That's about all I can do this morning. I'm blushing. I'm blushing. I'm blushing. All right. We're going to move back. We're going to change a little bit and go back to these songs. Nickelback, How You Remind Me is a song that they say you should not listen to. I think you probably shouldn't listen to other songs too because it would get you riled up. It sounds just like Move, what is Ludacris song? Move, bitch. I don't know how it goes. Lewis started singing it and he knew how it went. But I'm like, I don't know with that song. And he goes, yeah, you know what it is. Kind of sounds like that. But anyway, we'll slow things down with a little Nickelback. How You Remind Me. Now, why would this be dangerous? I don't understand. Because you're singing it?
Sick of something, I don't sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you, so sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay. Were they considered like punk they didn't seem just like a rap band. All right, so that's Nickelback, How You Remind Me. Now that one, like I said, you shouldn't, it's a dangerous song. You shouldn't listen to while you're driving. It reminds me, I wish I knew. I told this story a while ago when I first came back on about one time when I was driving to go pick up Aaron, and a truck was coming the opposite direction towards me. It's dangerous because the other people will hear you listening, so I'm gonna go back and laugh at you. I like Nickelback. Oh, it's just heavy metal. Okay. So anyway, I'm stopped at a stoplight, and I can see this truck coming in the opposite direction towards me, you know, and it's coming kind of, I'm always looking around me because Colorado is a dangerous place to drive. Anyway, he was driving really fast, and I'm watching this truck. It was a white truck. I remember it to a T. It came, and then all of a sudden, it stops. The door opens up. This guy flies out of the car. He's like, it's a lifted truck and his foot is up on the, you know, the door. So he's up in the sky and he's like grinding the air and dancing and moving all over the place. And I'm like, what in the world is this guy doing? And what is he listening to? And he's dancing and grinding and pointing and he's hanging out. The door's open. He's on the side of his truck doing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden he gets back in his truck and shuts the door and the thing turns on. I was like, what the hell just happened? I couldn't get my phone out of my purse pocket fast enough to be able to videotape this. I was laughing so hard. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, it was funny. I wish I knew. Do you think he was listening to Nickelback? Maybe. All right. So number the fourth song on the list of dangerous songs you shouldn't listen to while you're driving is this one. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Dancing guy. Oh my gosh. And you know what? I'm not even gonna say that. It'll probably start a rumor, and I don't want to even do it to tell you off this. Welcome back, JKCAKMYH. Most of these are just songs that you would be jamming to, and that's why that they would say, yeah, it's dangerous. You shouldn't listen to this song. So Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Then this one, Stereogram, Walkie Talkie Man. I don't remember this song. They're from New Zealand, I guess. Do you guys remember this song? I don't remember. Mr. Enigma, how are you? Yeah, I have no idea either. Oh, what in the world is happening here? You're doing all right. Aw, well, I hope you are doing better by the end of the show. Right now we're going over a list of songs that you should not listen to when you're driving because they're very dangerous. And that was Stereogram by Walkie Talkie Man. So don't listen to that one. And don't listen to Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. Or don't listen to How You Remind Me by Nickelback. Or Hit the Road Jack by Ray Charles. Or Get Rhythm by Johnny Cash. Those are all dangerous songs. All right, we're going to move on. So this song, MIA Paper Planes, it's also a dangerous song to listen to. If you catch me at the border, I'll be Zimmerman. If you come around here, I'll make more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly up, I forget how love is. If you catch me at the border, I'll be Zimmerman. If you come around here, I'll so, MIA, Paper Planes. Let's see. We're going to move on so we can get to, what is the number one that they're saying on this list? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not the same one. There's two different lists and they both have different songs on them. Let's see. Dead on Arrival, Fall Out Boy. This is another one you shouldn't listen to. I think because, you know, like I'll be playing the air drums. My hands wouldn't be on the wheel, maybe. Oh, you know what? Oh, you do? Let me turn it up. I'll play this a whole dangerous song for you, Bam Bam. Yeah, I'm kind of putting it off. Kind of putting it off, but I know what you're going through. Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're going through something and you can't figure it out. Yeah, they told me the last time that it was called. They named it. There's a name for something, I guess, when they can't figure it out. They called it cystic vomiting. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Because, you know, they scope you to make sure you don't have ulcers and things like that. So that, yeah, they've been calling me saying, you need to come back in. It's time to come back in. And I'm like, I don't want to come back in. All right. So on this list, this is the number one song they're saying you shouldn't listen to, is this one by the Black Eyed Peas. Hey, Mama. I think because you maybe start shaking your hips.
Hey mama, this that shit that make you cool, mama. Get on the floor and move your booty, mama. We the blast master blast in the jump. Make sure you move your booty and shake that kitty. Now this shit be out seen none. Hey shorty, I know you wanna party. The way your body looking at me really feel naughty. Make sure you move your booty and shake that kitty. Now this shit be out seen none. Hey shorty, I know you wanna party. And the way your body looking at me really feel naughty. I got a naughty naughty style and a naughty naughty cool. But everything.
All right, so on this other list. So that's the number one song on this list. On this other list, this is the number one song they're saying you shouldn't listen to when you drive.
For the sake of everybody in the bank, act like you got some sense.
Ain't gonna get up there and shake his ass. What we talking about?
Don't get out there playing it, okay?
What I do every night. That's all I know how to do, man. You know?
I ain't flew all the way overseas in the middle seat for us to get over here and up. Act like you got some sense.
You might get a little bit of that.
Act like you got some sense.
This is hope, Mike. I hope you get out there and do your thing.
And check it out. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. You can fold that. 3,000. I'm telling you. Don't mess it up for everybody. Greyhound don't float on water.
Here in London for the first time to perform for you live, Johnny Vulture, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums, Awesome Jenkins, and Andre, Ice Cold, 3,000. Performing their smash hit, Hey Ya! Ladies and gents, I give you
the love.
The love.
I remember when that song came out. So that's their number one song you shouldn't listen to. Now, the number one song they say you should listen to is this one. This, I guess, is the best one. Not Hey Ya, I know. But also on that second list, Dua Lipa with Levitate is on there. And I told you guys, when that song comes on and Aaron and I are in the car, we always clap. So I have my hands off the wheel so I can see where this is getting dangerous. But Stairway to Heaven, that's the number one song you should be listening to while you're driving. Now, I don't understand either, because there's a drum solo in this song. There's a drum solo in here during this long song. All right, we're going to move on to the music list, and I'm trying to finish the songs that were banned after 9/11. All right, Led Zeppelin. Gosh, now I'm so upset that all my music's gone, and I got to figure out. They're like little clips from Pixabay, so now I got to finish them, find where they're at, and put them back on there. Oh, was that an accident, Bam Bam? Or no? Oh, there you are.
Nope, okay. I'm here.
Okay, hi.
I got a weird. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, the whole world is so big on analytics right now. I bet you this list was invented by an insurance company who happened to know the name of every song that was playing when every person in their companies had a car accident.
Car accident.
So statistically speaking, those songs were the most played songs while somebody had a car accident.
Probably. Yeah, because none of the songs, some of them, there were some songs that were on the list that kind of matched the other ones, but not so much. Hey, George, how are you? You're probably right. You're probably right. It's too funny.
But, I could see Stairway to Heaven being dangerous for me playing air drums while the drum solos on and stuff, you know, but I can't see being dangerous.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I'm an air drummer too. And I could see the song is mellow up until a point, and then there's that drum solo that's like forever long, and I could just totally see that. Let's see. Hey, just checking in to see if you came across the troll who was pretending. No, I have not. I sent a big thing to Podbean, of course. I know other people did. I heard a rumor that Jim with the Old Man's podcast was able to capture the address or something and send it in, and supposedly they caught him. I don't know. That's what I was told was the latest. But yeah, I have no idea why they're coming after me, George. I'm just a little pod being over here, podcast doing her thing. So yeah, he went in
to our show, Jim the Pulse, all one night. I thought that was crazy. Okay. Yeah. And it's nice to know that people kind of know that that's not my character and that's not who I am or what I would do and what I would say. But all I can say is if anybody sees it, get screenshots, either send them to me or send it to Podbean, because the more that they get complaints, hopefully they are doing something about it. So yeah, I know it's not, it was for whatever reason, they were really going after me. They did it with Jem. They did it with, what's her name? Bella. Somebody else, they told me this morning they did it too. So yeah, crazy in the Pulse. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they got him. Hopefully they got him.
About every 6 months, yeah. There's a new troll that comes on and thinks he's funny and, you know, whatever. And then it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
But like the longest lasting trolls were the OG.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. And that was the whole beginning of when I was on Podbean. So yeah, I remember that. And they kind of went away. And so I'm like, whoa, did they come back? But no, I think it's just somebody being an idiot.
Yep.
Mr. Enigma, they started a bunch of shows. They stole my picture and my name and started a bunch of, that I'm a submissive kitty. What else am I? I was a submissive kitty and all kinds of different things. And, they did it
a to racist. The old man.
Oh yeah. I'm a and they were playing racist music. They wouldn't talk. They wouldn't talk because they knew if they talked that somebody would figure out who the heck they were. So they would just play music or else they would have a live show and they wouldn't say anything is what Beans and Weenies told me when he went in. They weren't saying anything and they weren't playing anything. So yeah, that's been going on. I guess it started Friday night until yesterday. So hi Sam. Hopefully they caught him. So, and then hopefully they do something to kind of make it a little stricter. Yeah, let's start that rumor.
Blame Homeboy 88. It was Elgato. He's been bored because he hasn't been on Podbean much. So when he came on, he just wanted to stir some, you know, shit up. we'll blame Elgato. We'll get that rumor started. So next time he comes there on Podbean, goes. Everybody starts attacking him again. He likes the heat.
You're such a troublemaker. And that's your good
but
friend.
But in all
too.
Reality, on a Saturday night, he wouldn't be on Podbean because he would be home with his wife. And if he went on Podbean in front of his wife, she'd kick his ass. She hates this page.
Oh, I bet. I mean, she knows about all that crap. So, yeah. And I know he wouldn't do that to me. So, anyway.
No, definitely.
Or
not.
The other people. Yeah, he wouldn't do it to you. So, yeah, that's, I'm like, oh, great. We heard on the Dina Joe show that it was Homeboy. Yeah, it was a cat. It was a bad kitty cat.
Oh, well, my I guess gosh. Maybe it might have been because of the whole passive kitty thing or whatever the heck it was.
Submissive kitty.
There was
kitty.
A cat name at the end. Submissive kitty, yes.
Yeah, so. It was a submissive kitty. A horny submissive kitty at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, no,
every
that
time
was the
you
last.
You send me a message. I started
it was different
around and just randomly I'm looking around. I didn't see anything. Like I missed it.
Yeah.
You know, they must not have been on long each duration.
No, they weren't. From what I understand, the longest one was when they were playing music. But the last one that they did last night, I was a horny. I was Dina the horny something. Oh, no. I was like, oh, okay. All right. They know me so well. How'd they know all that about me? Yeah. Weirdos.
Yeah. The last message you sent me about it yesterday, I was sort of passed out on the couch early last night because I went hiking with the RCs in the morning. So everybody was that went was wiped out.
Yeah.
I did it a little differently yesterday. I put a lot of miles on my feet yesterday.
Oh, really?
Mountains almost. Well, not mountains,
there you go.
But big hills. Yeah. It was fun.
I'm sure it was. It always looks like a good time. Get out, get away from everything, go have some fun. Hopefully not wreck your RC.
Well, see, I didn't wear my Sasquatch shirt yesterday, which I 99% of the time when I go RCing, I do, and I never break. And yesterday I was wearing a Superman shirt because Sasquatch is in the laundry still.
Yeah.
And I broke my truck.
Oh, man. That says something, eh?
Oh, it sucks. It's a $2,000 truck and a $2 part takes me out for half the day. It's like I'm Damn. Just carrying my truck around, watching everybody else having fun. That's why I actually am posting some some videos because I actually wasn't playing, so I made a few movies with my cell phone for my Facebook and YouTube. So
yeah, that's funny. I figured I had a troll go into my show, steal my picture and my name and my show, and start crap too a couple of years ago. Oh my gosh, were you always Mr. Enigma? I didn't know you had a show. Yeah, I'm following you.
Yeah, what was the real name of that one there?
Yeah, Mr. Enigma, we want to know. That sucks. That really does suck. And that sucks that your truck broke. Damn it. Now you're like, I have to wear this shirt every time.
Sure. Yeah. No, I fixed it yesterday, though. I tore it all right apart and put all new bearings in there, everything and stuff like that. Even ones that weren't bad yet, I just changed everything. So the next time I go, it'll have zero issues. It was one little bearing, and it exploded and locked up my front diff and almost fried everything else and stuff. And yeah. But
holy cow.
Like I said, a $2 part takes out a $2,000 truck.
Damn. They're like little mini cars.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. These things are very, like, built like
bearings and everything.
They got a motor. They got a transmission. They got transfer cases. They got differential type axles under them. They're pretty high tech.
That's crazy. They're not just the old school little, you know, RCs that you used to buy at Radio Shack.
Yeah, I'd have one of those. I have a sprint car, and I actually I had a little yellow truck that I had when I was 8 years old from Radio Shack, but when I bought it off Facebook Marketplace, the guy left the batteries in it, and when I got it shipped to me and I brought it home, it had all that white corrosion in it, so I ended up having to throw it out. I don't like dealing with that stuff, unfortunately, so I'm on the hunt for another one.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. I don't even think there's I think they're online Radio Shacks. There might be some, but I think they still buy stuff online.
Well, I buy vintage used ones that were actually from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they're probably better than the ones that they would have now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like stuff at like Walmarts and all that stuff. They're like big lighters, disposable.
Oh, good. Is this Tawny that used to come in years ago? How are you? I hope that you are well. It is. Remember, he used to come into when I was on the Old Man Show, and I thought you broke your leg twice in like a matter of time. You know, in the year, your leg was broken twice. I remember. Holy cow! I'm crazy. I'm seeing everybody. That's nice. Yeah. See. Oh my gosh. See, I can remember stuff sometimes. Sometimes I can. Anyway, well, Bam Bam's up here, you guys. If you can remember, this coming Thursday, we're going to be finishing the second half of the Lemmy documentary on connecting through movies and their soundtrack. And it's a really good documentary so far. We've stopped, I think, at 57 or 58 minutes.
57 minutes is the time.
57 minutes. It's free on YouTube. So if you want to go on YouTube and watch 57 minutes of it to catch up to where we're at. And then on Thursday, that's what we're going to watch, the second half of that documentary. And then we're going to play the music from the artists that were on that documentary on Friday. So yeah. Awesome. I'm so glad to see you, Tawny. That's so good to see you.
Alrighty, I'll pop down. Perfect. So you can get on with your show.
Oh, thanks, Bam Bam.
Have a great
day. Appreciate you. You too. Thank you. He's the best. All right, so we're going to start with the songs. We'll try to finish. I don't think I will be able to finish all the songs, but we're almost done with this list of songs that were banned after 9/11 from Clear Station Radio. The first one that I have on the list today, there's going to be two from Bruce Springsteen. Maybe I'll just play one of them. The first one is I'm on Fire, so let's just play that. I'm trying to remember you, Mr. Enigma. I don't think you were Mr. Enigma, though, so that's what's making it hard to try to remember. Jimmy! Jimmy from Texas? That Jimmy? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you've been driving me crazy ever since you've been coming in here because I couldn't figure out who you were.
It's now I can remember. Yes, I remember your shows. Gosh, you had a couple different shows. There was one that you did. It was like, wasn't it Murder Mysteries or something that you did? One of your shows? Or I had to change the name. Oh, okay, gotcha. Like a murder mystery or like you have something. Oh, what was your, you had a couple different shows that you did. Yes, and I started it up again. Oh, okay. Now, is it, I'm following you, but that doesn't mean I would get the notifications. Are you on a specific time that you can let us know, or just like when you can? So that's I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen, as we're all chatting with people we haven't seen in a while. It's so great to see Tawny too. And so you, Jimmy, and Tawny were always in the Old Man's Podcast, the Old Man Podcast with Dina Jo back in the day. So it's good to see both of you back in here. I'm Going Down as the second one by Bruce Springsteen that was banned. But so are you doing it on specific days, Mr. Enigma? Wednesdays and Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Okay, perfect. And you know to share your show on BP's Podbean Nation Central time. Okay. But you know to share your show on Podbean Podcast Nation on Facebook, right? So people know. So in this song, they said they counted 80 times that they said down, down, down in this song, 80 times. I'm Going Down, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen always reminds me of when I worked at Tower Records, because that was when he was really popular. And I just did not like him at that time. I was so anti Bruce Springsteen. I think because I was in my punk days, I really liked punk. So you can share your show. Go on Facebook. If you have Facebook, look for the group Podbean Podcast Nation. Podbean Podcast. There it is right there. BP just put it in there. That's BP's channel. And you can go on there and share your show so that everybody who's part of that community and the public can know when you're on, what your show's about, and all that good stuff. He just put it in the chat for you. So there you go. Awesome. Thank you, BP, for helping me out. All right. The next song on the list is War, Edwin Starr. This is a protest song about the Vietnam War, although it makes a broader statement of the need of harmony in our everyday lives. Isn't that true? War was one of the most first Motown songs to make a political statement. The label had always been focused on making hit songs, but around this time, Motown artists like The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, started releasing songs with social commentary, many of which were written by Whitfield. So here it is, War, Edwin Starr. I like this song.
Yeah. What is it good for? What is it good for?
Hey, Leroy. Yeah, it's a classic.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Listen to me. Yeah, Mr. Enigma, when you come in, that is war, Edwin Starr. You come in on Thursdays, and Bam Bam and I are like, who is Mr. Enigma? We're trying to figure out who you were when you would come in on the movie days and hang out with us. So thank you. Now we know. Now we know who you are. The secret is only with us who've been in here. So if you weren't in here, you don't know. We're going to move on. The next song is Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam. One of the strangest number one hits in history. This song was written as a throwaway B-side, but became a cultural phenomenon used in years to come as musical goodbye. The song was written by Gary DiCarlo, Dale Fisher, and Paul Linka, who had been in the band together called the Chateaus in the 60s. One of the unfinished songs that they wrote as a Chateau was Kiss Him Goodbye, which they later worked on in 1961. The group's chant is the hero of the song, but it does tell a story. The singer is asking a girl to kiss off the guy she is with and get with him since he will appreciate her. As Gary DiCarlo tells us, it was and still is about love factor. Anyone who's been in love triangle can identify with this, trying to make a girl realize that he's not the girl for her. So here they are, Steam, Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. Another classic.
The way that I love you is everything. I love you and it make you cry. You might be feeling, baby, but my love.
Good, Tawny. I know. It's good music, huh? Thank you, Lou Rock. I appreciate you. So, as most of us know, that this is commonly used at sporting events when the home team is about to win or an opposing player is removed from a game. It seems almost custom made for that purpose, with the stadium ready chorus that is taunting but playful. The Major League Stadium, to put it in regular rotation, was the Chicago White Sox, whose angst Nancy Foss started playing it in 1977. Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam, off the album Jack Rock, Volume 1, 1969. It would chart number 6 in Canada and number 1 in the U.S. All right, we're going to go back even further now. A little mellower, but I do love this next guy, and there's two songs by him. They're always so peaceful. It's Cat Stevens. The first song is Morning Has Broken. I can't understand why they would ban this song. Morning Has Broken is Cat Stevens' rework of a 1931 children's hymn by Eleanor Farjan, who also wrote a lot of children's poetry. The lyric to the reference to the book of Genesis in the Bible, where God created earth on the first morning.
Stevens discovered the hymn in a hymn book he found at a bookstore while looking for song ideas. He explained on the Chris Isaac Hour. I remember when Chris Isaac had a show. I like Chris Isaac. I accidentally fell upon the song when I was going through a slightly dry period and I needed another song or two for Teaser and the Firecat. I came across this hymn book, found this one song, and thought this was good. I put chords to it and then started becoming associated with me. So here it is, Morning Has Broken, Cat Stevens. That beginning sounds so much like a Billy Joel song. Or does Billy Joel do this one?
Has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the spring. Fresh from the wild. Sweet the rain will fall, sunlight from heaven.
But I mean, they did ban some good songs too. I mean, this just seems so peaceful and something that you would need during a time of tragedy, but I guess they thought better. Neil Diamond recorded this in 1992 for his Christmas album. Yes, Diamond is Jewish, but he loves Christmas music. It said his version went to 36 in the UK, but this one charted number one in the US, number four in Canada. Morning Has Broken, Cat Stevens, off the album Teaser and the Firecat, 1971. All right, so the next one from Cat Stevens, of course, is when we all know Peace Train. Again, I don't get it. I don't get it. But in 1970 concert, he introduced the song with the revelation that he wrote the song whilst on a train. Excuse me. And was thinking about Alfred Hitchcock, no doubt reflecting the fact that many of Alfred Hitchcock film plots were set on trains. Cat Stevens later converted to Islam, changing his name to Yusuf Islam, and reduced his public appearances. But during the Iraq War, he commented on the song's renewed relevance, saying, "Peace Train is a song I wrote, the message of which continues to breeze thunderously through hearts of millions. This is a powerful need for people to feel the gust of hope and rise again. As a member of humanity and a Muslim, this is my contribution to call for a peaceful solution." And man, do we need that nowadays too, right? Here is Cat Stevens, Peace Train.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately.
Thank you, BP. Yeah, right? I mean, absolutely. And I can't remember which one when I first started the list, and they were saying, because there's a lot of, you know, hardcore rock songs on here too, and that's what people were saying. Oh, they just didn't like those artists. And I kind of think that, you know, I can't remember. I mean, I remember 9/11 clearly, but I don't remember the songs being banned. And I think maybe that's because there were so many DJs that went against it and played them anyway. Thank you, Tony.
It's a
So this became a hippie anthem often used by protesters to spread the message of peace. Unlike many protest songs, there's no political bend to it. It's a relentless hopeful, says Stevens, thinking about good things to come. Who wouldn't want to ride on the peace train? Peace Train, Cat Stevens, off the album Teaser and Firefly, 1971. Fire Cat, I should say. Charted number 7 in the U.S. All right, we are going from peaceful to now loud. We're bringing it back up again. Stone Temple Pilots, Big Bang Baby, was also banned. A little bit about that song. Stone Temple Pilots went for a raw rock sound on their third album, Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican's Gift Shop, is the name of the album. On the lead single, Big Bang Baby, the lyrics are secondary. Scott Whelan called them Bowie-esque stream of conscious lyrics that didn't need to make sense. That helps explain lines like, there's a hole in your head where birds can't sing along. So he said, and the baby, the Big Bang Baby, it's a crash, crash, crash line is what Scott Whelan calls a loving steal from the Rolling Stones, Jumping Jack Flash, where Mick Jagger sings Jumping Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas is what he, where he got that from. So here it is. Let's listen to Big Bang Baby, Temple, Stone Temple Pilots. Blah, blah. Now, I've heard of some Stone Temple Pilots song, but I have to say, this is one I don't remember. This was 1996, yeah. It says STP's bass player, Robert DeLauro, wrote the music for this track. Whelan wrote the lyrics. In an interview, DeLeo says, I was thinking of those Little Richard records trying to get a 50s beat going with a tom and a clap hands. I had a riff roaming around in my head for a long time. It was one of those things where it's like, damn it, I gotta find a way to make this song out. That was he was saying. Big Bang Baby, Stone Temple Pilots, off the album Tiny Music, Song from the Vatican Gift Shop, 1996. It charted number 28 in the U.S. and number 1 in Canada. Interesting. All right. We're going to move on down the list. What time is it? Okay. Fly by Sugar Ray. Oh, and I hadn't heard this one in such a long time when I was getting it ready for the list. Fly, Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray's frontman, Mark McGrath, started out as a California funk metal band before they broke into the mainstream as pop rockers nearly a decade later with Fly. The reggae fusion tune featuring Jamaica DJ Supercat finds the singer wanting to fly to romantic heights to escape all the heartache in the world, including the death of his mother. Kind of a dark, upbeat sounding summertime hit. Eh? They said, Mark McGrath says, this is a stark imagery in there. There's loss in it. There's the loss of a mother, obviously. I thought it was a good way to juxtapose the lyrics with a melody on it. And then it says, McGrath's mother, however, was very much alive. So here is a little bit of Fly, Sugar Ray.
this trauma for me. Who knows how long I loved you. Everywhere I go, people stop and they see. 25 years old, my mama got rest of soul. I just wanna fly.
Put your arms around me, babe. Put your arms around me, babe.
I just wanna fly.
Sugar Ray reminds me around the same time Smash Mouth, those two groups.
Yes, a little stranger, show me where you've been. Love can make you hostage, wanna do it again.
There's no time to think,
not starting all again.
We'll find out, I'm told. My mother, she told me so.
Sugar Ray was the third act on the Warped Tour, and the Warped Tour is a tour from, I remember me mentioning the rock, the radio station K-Rock in California. They do the Warped Tour every year. When Fly founded its wings in the summer of 1997, it gradually got added to playlists in various genres, and as of October, it was everywhere. Fly, Sugar Ray, off the album Floored, 1997. It was number one in both Canada and the U.S. All right. So I'll do two more. Let's see. System of the Down. We'll do first. The song is called Chop Suey, and I never knew that that was the name of the song. There's a lot going on in this song, both musically and lyrically. It touches on drug addiction, but it doesn't have the somber tone that many songs about addiction have. The song can also be interpreted to be about how society views death or about Christ. Guitarist Darren, who wrote it with lead singer Serge, explains the song is about how when people die, they will be regarded differently depending on the way they passed. Like if you were to die from a drug overdose, everyone would say, if I was to die from a drug overdose, everyone would say, I deserve it because I abused drug. Hence the line, angels deserve to die. I don't think everybody thinks that when people die of a drug overdose. I certainly don't, but I guess he thinks people do say think that. So here is a little bit of Chop Suey, System of the Down. Thank you, Tawny. Oh, it's one of those songs.
Self-righteous suicide. I cry when
Oh! All right, that's Talk City, System of the Down. Wow, that will totally wake you up, wouldn't it? Talk City, System of the Down, off the album Toxicity. The actual name of the song was actually Suicide, but Columbia Records made them change it to make it more radio friendly. In the beginning of the song, you hear the singer Serge say, "We're rolling suicide." The title is a bit play on words suicide, suey, chop suey, System of the Down, Toxicity, 2001. It charted number 12 in the US and number 21 in Canada. All right, so we are going to end with another older one, Wipe Out by the Sepharists. Let's see. The Sepharists was a band of teenagers with less than enough pocket money to record their own work. The group was actually composed of the following young artists: Jim Fuller, lead guitar; Robert Barry Hill, rhythm guitar; Ron Wilson, drums; Jim Pash, saxophone; and Pat Conley, bass. Pash, however, did not take part in the initial recording. The breakthrough belongs to Wilson, who did such an excellent job on the long drum solos that it became one of the most famous drum solo breaks played and recorded. Here it is, Wipe Out, the Sepharists. I think that's how you say their name. Eris, so far, yeah, them. Here they are. I totally remember this song growing up in California. Bye, Mr. Enigma. Have a great day. Some of the names of their other songs on their album, by the Sepharists: Wiggle Wobble, Green Onions, You Can't Sit Down, Teen Beat, Tequila, we know that one, Memphis, Wipe Out, Yep, Wild Weekend, Surfer Joe, and Walk Don't Run. But I wonder what Green Onions is all about. I don't even have my music to do my with. It's all gone. Oh, man. Well, maybe I'll do it with the Sepharists with Wipeout in the back. I'll do it that way. Since I don't have it, I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. It's gonna try to. Just smile. Keep smiling anyway. You'll be okay. There's people around that'll be there to help you out. Just surround yourself with good people, and you'll be all right. So I got to figure out and download all this music again and get it in here. I wonder why it went away. That makes me mad. Anyway, thank you so much, Tawny. It was so great to see you. It's so good to see you. When you think about people you haven't seen in a long time and you see them, it's so great. Have a great day, you guys, and I will see you around Podbean. Bye. Thank you for your love and support. Bye, guys.